Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, welcome everybody. Second hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, and I hope in a way that's valuable to you in many ways, but really with an eye towards you being effective at changing your world by having meaningful conversations with people that are persuadable in your world so that they then can begin to think differently about who they are voting for and what they believe, most importantly, so they'll make better decisions, so that we don't have to give up our constitutional republic. I think it was Jerry yesterday who called and said about, I can't believe, something to the effect of, I can't believe that we're so close to losing our republic so quickly. Yeah, I echo that comment, and that's why I let Art talk so long in the first hour, because that frustration he feels is very similar to what I feel, and I bet many of you the same way. So here's what we're talking about if you're just joining us. I'm going to finish up this piece in the Federalist about Mitch McConnell, and there's a reason I'm doing this, folks. I'm also going to talk about these bills that have been introduced here in Oregon, a whole slew of really bad election bills. I mean, it's one thing to have candidates that follow through on what they say they're going to do, like Trump did. And that's what Kristi Noem said in the Breitbart article. And I'll have all of that up on the show plan shortly. But like the Gateway Pundit story, and Linda asked me this question about, could you repeat what you said about Corey Lewandowski? Was your comment regarding an opponent for Butler? Yes. McConnell thinks he could say what he said because he was just reelected and thinks he's got protection for 6 years. I hope that can be changed sooner. Real America Voice reports his favorability has dropped 15 points since Saturday. Oh, I bet it has. I do bet that has. Corey Lewandowski, yes, is saying that Trump is going to announce a Republican challenger in the coming days to Jamie Herrera Butler, Congresswoman Republican that many of us helped get elected barely and has always fought off challenger. She's across the river from Portland in Vancouver. We need to take her out, folks, and you need to help. We need to help. All of us need to help take out Liz Cheney's primary, or take Liz Cheney out by backing her opponent. Now, McConnell does think, yes, and Kathy, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. McConnell can do this because he, for two reasons, I think. Number one, he's getting close to 80. He's reelected for 6 years. This may be his last time being a U.S. senator. I mean, he may just choose to just walk away from it because he's going to be in his mid-60s when he would get reelected again, or mid-80s, excuse me, I'm sorry, when he would get reelected again. Can it be changed sooner? I don't know about Kentucky's law. I think they have a recall process by which he could be recalled. Most of these states do. Most have, all 49 states except Oregon have impeachment. We don't. He's not going to be impeached at the state level. But he certainly could be recalled. That's what needs to happen here, folks. We need to take out, and Trump needs to be a part of this. Trump has to lead the way to the preservation of the republic. Because swamp creatures like McConnell will never do that. You see, McConnell is happy to be still in the driver's seat in the minority. Because he still gets to cut deals. In fact, he's pretty powerful as it is with a 50-50 split in the Senate. Because there are some things that, well, there are places that certain Democrat senators just won't go. Because they have to worry about re-election. And Schumer knows that. So he has to cut deals with McConnell. Means McConnell can continue to be the swamp creature that he is. And can continue to be very wealthy. And continue to gain wealth. Greg writes an email about McConnell and power outages. Mitch McConnell's interest is in his family's business, a Chinese container shipping company. He has a conflict of interest. Yes, he does. For those still sitting in the dark, literally, you'd better see the light or you're going to experience this as the new normal. Texas is shivering now because the wind turbines have frozen. They have rolling blackouts there, folks. Why? Because 10% of their power comes from renewables. And with solar not working very well with the cloudy skies and the wind turbines frozen, that 10% has had a huge impact. I hope they wake up. Anyway, he continues, progressive ideas don't work and have never worked. We need to pull our collective heads out of the darkness and return to the light of common sense. For Rich and the rest of us who look out for each other, what are we going to do when there's no fuel for generators, chainsaws, or vehicles? Putting all of our energy eggs in one basket is just plain stupid and a recipe for disaster. Yes, it is. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, thanks for hanging on. What do you think today?
I saw that the Gateway Pundit is reporting that the Kentucky GOP, the whole lot of them, is demanding his resignation.
Yeah, there one county so far, from what I saw earlier, has voted to censure him in Kentucky. And it's Kentucky County, literally, is demanding that McConnell resign. Now, we'll see if the entire state Republican Party does that. McConnell has a tremendous hold in the Kentucky Republican Party. But this may be too much for them even to take. And I hope that they do what these other states are doing, Kathy. A lot of these other states, literally the entire Republican parties are literally censuring and demanding that these Rhino Republican senators resign.
Okay, so if he were to resign, who would take his place?
The governor, who is a Democrat in Kentucky, has to replace him with another Republican.
Yay!
But what kind of a Republican would that be? Well, the Democrat governor, Andy Beshear, would no doubt replace McConnell with a weak Republican that would have trouble running for re-election in a few years against a Democrat. That's always how they do it. That's how they've done it in Oregon. That's how they do it in other states. And that's how he would do it. So the question is, Kathy, who would that be? Would a Democrat liberal like Andy Beshear, governor of Kentucky, think that a conservative Trump person would be easier to beat?
He's the only one that has say-so over that.
Yes. Well, No. Now, I need to research this before I get myself in trouble here, but I think the way it works in Kentucky is the way it works here, and that is that the Republican Party would put forward a slate of candidates, usually three, and the governor would choose one of them.
Well, that's a little more...
So the Republican Party... Yeah, I mean, it... But again, if McConnell owns the party in the party apparatus in Kentucky, then he's not gonna want them to put forward a conservative.
But if he's got to resign, how could he possibly?
He's not going to resign. There's no way, Kathy, he's resigning.
Okay? They can't force him.
They could recall him. Yes. That's a process that has to be engaged in. It takes several months to do that, and then you have to have an election. But with his numbers tanking, I mean, that remains a possibility. I would like to see that happen. I'd like to see the effort begin. And
right.
It needs to begin in every one of these Senate districts and these congressional districts, because most states, not all, but Kathy, most states have the recall petition process that the people can do.
Don't we know it?
Yeah. Well, if Kate Brown was as unpopular as Mitch McConnell is right now, she would have been recalled. No, sad.
Excuse me. Okay, that's all I had to say.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Okay,
Linda writes an email, a further end up email about McConnell. One of the things I worry about, she writes, and have expressed to my family about McConnell, is how many judges he shepherded through that are conservative. Certainly 300 aren't really pro-President Trump and his agenda. How many times have we heard Trump-appointed judges have gone against him lately? Trump is the one who put forward the judges. So, and out of that, yes, he's going to have some mistakes. There's no question about it. In fact, I have some concerns about some of the Supreme Court justices that have been put forward by Trump. But I will give McConnell his due. He did do that. Now, he had to cut a deal with Trump, too. Trump had to do other things. Lee writes an email about writers create stories gathered from their life experiences, research, and imagination. Many might think that Bo Willimon, the American playwright and screenwriter, just wrote a great story, but he graduated in 1995 in history and visual arts, worked as an intern for the Senate campaign of Chuck Schumer, which led to jobs with Hillary Clinton's 2000 campaign, Bill Bradley's 2000 campaign, Howard Dean's 2004. After graduating, he worked for the Ministry of the Interior of the Estonian government as part of a fellowship program. So what you say? Most of us don't have a clue how Washington really works. We complain about the Democrats and rhinos, but we lack the education of what really goes on in other countries as state capitals. I'll finish this up on the other side of the break and then take Glenn's call. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Before I go to Glenn, let me finish this email from Lee. Of course, before I do that, I need to do a commercial. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of our sponsors of this show and of this radio station, KSLM. Righteous Renovations is a contracting group that you can trust. and they, believe me, they do really good work, and all you have to do is go to their website and check it out and look at the before and after photos and look at the great endorsements from very satisfied clients. Go to RighteousRenovations.com. It's a big deal to have a contractor in your home, first of all, and especially if they're tearing apart a bathroom or a kitchen. You, believe me, you want a contractor you can trust. RighteousRenovations.com. You can trust Eric Azer and his team at Righteous Renovations. Lee, I want to finish with this email here. Lee writes, most of us don't have a clue how Washington really works. We complain about the Democrats and the rhinos, but we lack the education of what really goes on in our countries and our state's capitals. Bo Willimon wrote the Netflix drama House of Cards. If you really want to understand Mitch McConnell and why he does what he does, you can sit in your favorite chair, watch, and learn. You will notice that when the politician receives tons of complaints from their constituents fearing their job, they fight for a deal that helps their people and their pocketbook. Yes, it's corrupt. But the point here is we are the constituents that must speak up and continue to speak, keeping the pressure on. It took years to get to the point where we're at. It will take a few years to clean and drain the swamp. We must keep our voices heard. Freedom comes with a cost. Are you willing to pay for it? Well spoken, Lee. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yeah. Yes. McConnell and his wife's involvement in shipping from China. I know Freddie, who has a portion, owns a portion of Evergreen, which is based in Asia. Usually, I can see exactly the ties, especially the financial ties. FOB, Hong Kong used to be the term used in freight on board, and the banks that deal with the money to send those containers to America and around the world. When Trump started doing the leveraging against China, that made them mad, and her, because that means they had to pay a tax on all the freight, because Trump was levying taxes against China. And
that's right.
That's why McConnell's doing what he's doing. And because, and he's involved with his wife in the deal. But that's against us, the Americans, because of their dirty dealing, especially when they assess such high taxes on the freight that comes into China. And we never changed that, and Obama and Bush and none of them ever changed it. So I can see exactly what that's all about. And yeah, he needs to go, but not with these gangsters in the District of Criminals. It makes me think that China then, and other people have talked on your show about the strength of China's ties in America, the politics, the businesses, and how difficult this is for us to break this, this rope around our neck. It makes me think much more so that we are losing the country. And in 2 years to another election, whether we can get this back, I don't know. I do know that if China's involved not only in the finances, but also in the pandemics and the dealing with that they're doing with the disease, with the Wuhan pneumonia and everything that they've done, then if it is kind of a war against us, China to America, then my thought would be that I'm looking at the longitude of Peking at 39.9 and the longitude of Washington, D.C. at 38.8. If the longitudes seem to work in the Gentile nations, China is more north than Washington, D.C., at least Beijing, China. So it's another evidence that perhaps we're coming to a very interesting close when the Lord is dealing with Gentile nations. I just see very strong evidence that things are beginning to wrap up. Politics, is not going to help us at this point, I don't think. And the financial losses, the loss of energy, all of these things are all tied. And so the evidence seems to point that maybe the headwinds are getting even stronger, and it's more difficult for us to resist them. Your comments.
I think that the headwinds are going to get stronger before a supernatural intervention of God based on prayer and based on our ability as free Americans to stand up and do the right thing, before all of that moves and changes the direction of this country. I think that what the great, it, you made a comment. You don't know if the Republic can be saved. And I agree. Because to be honest with you, Glenn, it depends on us. And it depends on Trump. And I mean that sincerely. I put a lot more faith in God than I do Trump. Okay. But here's the reality. Donald Trump has the ability to keep people inspired in this country that there is hope. As things get worse, with as more and more people begin to experience the negative impacts of Joe Biden individually in their lives, okay, then Trump becomes ever more powerful. And as they continue to fight against Trump, as they can, and they're going to, believe me, these attacks against Trump have not diminished, and they're not going to. In fact, they're going to get even worse. Okay? Trump becomes stronger and even more powerful. It's up to Trump, and it's up to us. Thanks, Glenn. Great question. 7:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Let me get finished with this Federalist article in just a moment, and then I'll get back to the phone. So everybody on the phones, just hang on here for a moment. Also want to remind you, I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being another one of our great sponsors of this show. It's going to be cold for another few days still. And if your furnace has not kept up or your heat pump, assuming you had power, well, you need to get that fixed. And there's nobody better than Freedom Heating and Air, because they have great emergency services. They can get out there right away. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Now, Trump lambasted McConnell. And, I mean, it really was. It was a, Levin said it was evisceration, and I think that's precisely what it was. I'm not going to read it to you, but it's profound. He also, and it's profound in that he didn't shrink back. And he said he's going to be involved in the primaries. He's going to back primary rivals who espouse Make America Great Again and our policy of America First. And what that does, as the writer notes here in this article, it sets up a possible 2022 primary season in which McConnell-backed candidates go up directly against Trump-backed candidates in what would be an open war for the future of the Republican Party. Now, this is where McConnell backtracked a little bit yesterday. because he said, well, I don't rule out the prospect that he may well be supporting good candidates and that he's not going to assume that Trump won't be a constructive part of the process. Folks, he concludes with the article saying, there's not been enough talk about McConnell's dismal role in picking candidates in recent years. The last person the Republican Party should consult right now about who is electable and who is not is McConnell, a man who's learned nothing and forgotten nothing. Reality is this, folks. This is Trump's party. Look at the polling numbers. Look at the maybe as many as 800,000 people who turned out to just watch Trump drive by in Florida, who both watched it live on television because RTD had it live, or were literally there in person. Nobody else, and certainly not Mitch McConnell, can create that kind of a dynamic. This is Trump's party. And I disagree with the writer to a point. There won't be any doubt who's in charge of the party in 2022. Because Trump is signaling and doing exactly what he should do. And that's lead. I would. Especially if I'd had an election stolen from me. And by the way, this is something that has to happen. I hope and I pray, and I mean pray, that the fraud of this election truly does get exposed in a way that is irrefutable very publicly. Because then I would love nothing more than people like Mitch McConnell to have to eat their words as they should. Not just the Democrats, but everybody else. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's start with the phones, and we'll start with our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bill, the other Bill.
Hey, other Bill. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I met you a few Sundays ago over at the Ames Ranch. Hey, anyway, you stole part of my thunder why I called. I saw Trump on TV at a rally in West Palm Beach, and I couldn't believe it. It was awesome. There were so many people there cheering him on President's Day. I just loved it. So I encourage everybody to get on YouTube
cool?
and look up the Right Side Broadcast Network, and they'll show it.
Yeah, you know, Right Side Broadcasting, it's one of these little upstart networks. And I mean, these guys, they went everywhere where Trump's rallies were.
I watched every single one of them.
They continued to broadcast the whole rally.
Yeah.
I love
the crowd and everything.
So do you agree with me that Trump has to continue to be out there?
Well, Monday proved it to me. There was even rallies in California and everywhere else. There was rallies like we used to have here in Salem, only larger.
Do you want to see those rallies again?
I sure do. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So am I, Bill.
Yeah.
I am literally ready to put all the signs and the flags back on my pickup and get back out there.
Yeah, I keep them all stored away in my pickup for just in case.
Bill, thanks. I appreciate your listening, and sorry I stole your thunder, but you made the point again. Folks, check out RTD Network, and you can find them on YouTube. I see their videos from time to time on YouTube, but, you know, they're out there. And they are not reliant upon the major news networks or even Fox or Newsmax or anybody else. They're reliant on you helping them. This is what we got to do, friends. And by the way, I want to say something about, but before I go to the next caller, which is Jerry here, I want to say something further about what Rich was talking about. And that is, being able to communicate in a way that is just smart and commonsensical. Because if the cell towers are down because the generators have run out of fuel, then how are we going to communicate? If you don't have, in fact, I got a text message from someone on my phone. It says, Rich's comments have merit. My neighborhood in South Salem still has many homes without power, and there's no Xfinity cable internet service. I'm listening to you on my flip phone through headphones to pick up the signal. So let me take that to the next level and just say this. You guys remember a thing called shortwave radio? CB radios, folks? You think I'm kidding? That's old school. Now just think through the scenario, right? That book presented many years ago about an EMP pulse weapon exploded over America, over a couple of them. It would just literally take down everything that's computer related. How would you communicate? Shortwave, CB radios, all of that are ways that you could do that. I'm serious. Just a little old school is not a bad idea. Let's go back to Jerry. Jerry, welcome again. Second day in a row. How are you? What do you think?
Good. Yourself? Good morning.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I drove to West Salem to get into the power for some of the same reasons you just described. But the report from the field took my wife into work this morning, and the lights are all on all the way down South Commercial, just on the other side of the hill, along Crazen Creek, and then up into Crazen Mountain. That is all still off, no power. So, you know. And so I drove to West Salem to get to get power. So anyway, can you hear me okay?
Thanks for the road report, by the way. Okay. Yeah, I can. Okay. And thanks for that report, by the way.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm getting a bit of an echo or a bit of a thing here, and I don't know why, but I'll try to be precise. I usually don't like to make, too many, analysis or prognostications on things, but you, as a very politically calculable, understanding person, if we sit down and think about McConnell and Nikki Haley on the heels of the trial, the Senate trial, to come out and make these statements, it started to just not make any sense to me because, what percentage of the Republican Party is all about Trump, just as you were describing. So secondly, even whatever their motives are, just from a political calculation, why would they do that? It would have been so much better for them to have done nothing. So my analysis is that there's a parting of the Red Sea going on, and there's got to be a reason why they're doing this. I believe Trump had everything, and my assessment is I don't have any evidence or anything like this at all about it. I think they're corrupt.
I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it, Jerry, is that they think that the momentum is against Trump and they're going to hop on the bandwagon to kill him politically so that they then can step into the limelight. That's what I think.
Oh, it makes no sense to me, knowing the movement, America First movement. It's so well beyond Trump now. And to do something like that, to me, that's some bad chess there. So that's what I had to say.
Yeah, it is bad chess. It's very bad chess. It's what we call stupid. Thanks, Jerry. Well said. 7:48, back in a moment.
Thank you so much.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Stacy ends up next with Good Morning Salem. I hope that you will remain listening for her great show. Folks, who runs is part of the equation about who gets elected, okay? We talked about this yesterday with the Salem-Keizer school board elections. The four positions open. The Marion County Republican Party is letting everybody know about that. The deadline is sometime in March to sign up. The left already has their candidates lined up to take over that school board. So who runs matters. So does the messaging. Now, I told you yesterday about the polling that we just did. And while I cannot tell you the results of it, let me just tell you there's no question there are certain messages that will work in Oregon for conservative Republican candidates to use and win. And at all levels, folks. There are also some messages that they should stay away from that will kill them. So when talking about Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, Trump being out there to come against these rhino Republicans who are literally dividing our house. Don't you find it fascinating that even the so-called moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin from West Virginia vote absolutely in lockstep with the rest of the Democrats on these big bills? Or impeachment, conviction, lockstep. We don't do that on our side because we have a bunch of rhinos. I wish that we had Republicans who would march together and vote in block, lockstep, but we don't. So we need to take care of that problem first. We do that by running conservative candidates with the right messaging. And then who can execute and articulate the message. Now, that's all well and good. And it's a piece of winning elections, but it's not everything. How the votes are counted matters too. This is why Trump has to be out there and he has to prove literally that the election was stolen. He has to, folks. Because people like me are not going to trust. I'm going to vote, but I'm not going to trust the results. In Oregon, and I want to end the show with this. In Oregon, a whole bunch of bills have been introduced. And Mike Nierman's Northwest Observer article about this today is really, well, it's very telling. And it's on the Oregon Catalyst today. He writes, election integrity skeptics are concerned about attempts to reduce methods of verification that the voter is legal, is registered at only one address, has a valid signature on file, is actually alive, is a citizen, completed the ballot themselves, and is of a legal age to vote, and that the voter desires to participate in the election systems. Everything I just articulated to you literally is inside legislation that's been introduced. In fact, House Bill 2499 is co-sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat, Jack Zika, Republican of Redmond. It would allow a third party to electronically submit a voter's signature. Let me just say that again, folks. It would allow a third party not the voter, to electronically submit a voter's signature. How many ways can you say an open door for voter fraud? Three bills, House Bill 2681, 2685, 2499, would transfer some county clerk responsibilities to the Secretary of State. That would reduce local control and make it possible to concentrate power in one office. The Secretary of State to commit fraud affecting the entire state. That is more than hypothetical, as we've witnessed in battleground states in the last national election. That's exactly what happened in virtually every one of those six battleground states. And then it goes on and on. 2679 would let 17-year-olds vote in the primary if they're going to reach 18 years of age by the general election. Now, remember who our Secretary of State is, by the way. It's the woman whom I believe is a communist by the things she has voted for, the bills she's introduced, including allowing 16-year-olds to vote. Shamia Fagan. She's the Secretary of State. Why would you want to give her more power? Why would you want to take local control away from your local county clerk who's accountable to you? Shamia Fagan is not. Shamia Fagan is accountable to the people who fund her campaigns, the unions, the people who got her elected. There's other bills. House Bill 2684 attempts to handicap the initiative petition process by doing what? Get this. By not letting the petitioner make the argument for the petition. What? Yes. This is how much the Democrats hate the people, us, having any power over them. And I go on and on. There's another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 more bills that are bad, including banning the photos of candidates in voters' pamphlets. The subtle message is that minorities are targets of discrimination when identified by their picture. Anyway, he lays out a number of things that need to happen. Reinstating paper ballots, reinstating voting and vote counting as public acts, reinstating the precinct as the place where the votes are cast and where the ballots are counted. Allow candidates to choose areas to audit the vote. Mandate the election process be recorded with video and audio equipment. Publicly and immediately post precinct vote results. Mandate the cleaning up of all voter registration lists. Eliminate same-day voter registration. Put in place the law to protect evidence. Punish fraud and end early voting. Require an absolute chain of custody for ballots. Repeal laws that allow for unattended drop boxes, and it goes on and on and on. Folks, a lot of this is possible with lawsuits. That may be the only way it gets done. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I appreciate each and every one of you being out there. Thanks for your contributions. See you tomorrow. Stacey ends up next. Be safe. See you then.